Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to Coco Caliente, a mother and daughter production where we talk about everything and nothing all at the same time. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Jenny. So today we're going to start off with, what we're going to talk about. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. But first of all, I'm getting quite a few questions about that Lumi deodorant that we talked about on two times ago. And if I really, really like it or love it. And I actually love it. I'm using the toasted coconut, and there's so many other different scents. I actually went on today because I had Nicole send me the code, and there's it says on the top of it you get 40% off, but then it's got like three things free. Did you check it out, the link yet?
Yeah, so it's like $5 off, which is 40% off like the starter kit.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It must be a really good deal for the starter kit.
Yeah, so actually, and then there was, so actually I went through and did an order today, just to get my stuff coming, and I picked what scent did I pick today? I picked the tangerine.
Nice.
But I thought about the cucumber. But anyways, there was this thing at the end. It said $4 for a mystery surprise from them. So it's got to be one of the deodorant kind of things. So I checked yes, because I love them.
Surprise boxes. Mom loves surprises.
I do. I used to order, like, if the local boutique that would sell clothing over here, she did you just tell her your size, and for $50 or something, you get she makes you a surprise package of clothes. I did that every time she would do that. And as a kid, anybody that's my age probably knows this for sure. You used to go to the stores and they had grab bags for like 50 cents or a dollar. I used to beg my mom for a grab bag. They were in brown sandwich bags, and depending on what kind of store it was, it'd say girls or boys, or it could just be like random. It could be stickers. It depends on what kind of store you're at. Mm-hmm. And they'd always have 50 cents or dollar grab bags. And I always asked for grab bags. So to me, that box is like a grab bag.
Yeah, I was thinking that's a good idea for the boutique stuff. Some stuff that maybe at the end of the season.
Like grab bags?
Yeah, and just put the size
Or else either clothing, or if you did accessories, you just do accessories. Then you don't have to like little
worry
things.
Worry about the sizes for everybody.
But yeah, so I do love it anyways. And I'm going to post it as soon as I'm off here on the page. The link itself to take you right
our
to
our Facebook page. She's
the Coco Caliente page, yes.
It's a private Facebook page, so if you're not on it, just hit join.
And I've had quite a few people joining lately. Thank you for joining us on there. There's a lot of nice people on that page.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm going to post the link on that page, and then the code is Coco, and I'll type that into the post too, just in case you want to check it all out.
Yeah, because we actually had, my best friend was wondering about it and stuff. So I'm like, hey, it's easier if the links are in one place. So mom's going to start putting them on the Facebook page. So if you listen and you're in the car and you can't write things down or remember, you can just go to the page and find it. I used to do that on the Instagram page and then I stopped, but I think it's really helpful to like have it all in one place.
I'm a link clicker. I'd rather click a link. Like I probably, if I had not called her and she sent me that link, I probably would not have ordered and actually I went on Amazon to look at the prices, because when Mariah had asked me this weekend about it, she's like, is it expensive? I'm like, I got the first one sent to us, so I'm not sure, but I'm going to order again. Then I went and looked on Amazon. I'm like, it was kind of costly on there. So that's why I'm like, Nicole, send me that link, because I'm going to order it that way for right now. I should have actually did a bigger order, since you could get, if you didn't just do that thing, you can get 40% off, it says at the top or something. I don't know. Anyways, I didn't check it all out.
Well, at least you didn't order.
Yes, I did.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
But okay, first of all, hey, we had Arrow's birthday party.
Yes, we did. And it was a great, fun-filled day. It was better than I could have imagined, because it was just, I had a relaxing time after the food was served. I think I had a really relaxing time because Arrow was off playing with his friends and cousins, and everyone wanted to hold him and see him. So I was like, whoa, I got a lot of time on my hands to visit. But I mean, it wasn't a ton of time, but at least I got to talk to some people.
Yeah, and it was a long week, and actually it was kind of funny. I got to relax too at the party until I decided to, you know, until a few hours in, and then I went and put all the food away and stuff just to make sure that was done. But besides that, Victor didn't want anybody to clean up that night, really. I did kind of clean up anyways, but I mostly went inside and cleaned up. And he's like, let's just clean up in the morning. You know, that way he feels like, tell me if you guys feel like this. He feels like if somebody starts cleaning up, that it makes other people want to clean up or leave. So tell me if that's how you feel. But I guess if I'm at some place, it depends on how they're doing it. If they're like stacking all the chairs up and pushing me off the chairs, and I'm thinking, oh gosh, they want us to leave or whatever, you know, like that kind of thing. But if they're just like picking up the plates and throwing them away.
You are popping balloons, Mom. That is totally a party killer.
You don't even know how many balloon arches. Like, there was a lot of balloons blown up, like mm-hmm. tons and tons. And I did start to, but that was when we were down to, and I wrote down there was 80 some people with little kids there, with all the kids. And that was probably when we were down to 20 people that I started doing. And it was just our closest people then.
It was fine for me.
But it was just like, we were outside. So I was doing it calmly.
The storm actually scared the people off.
But I was doing it calmly. I wasn't like popping balloons. I actually was cutting them and just quietly letting the air out and putting them on a paper plate until I got a big bunch of them. And then I would go throw them in the garbage.
I'll be honest. I didn't even notice you popping balloons. You just heard someone say it. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So I did it very quietly. I was sitting there. I didn't have to walk around and do it. I just literally brought all the arches to me, and one by one was just cutting them open. And I just wanted to make sure all the pieces got picked up too, and they didn't get popped like randomly the next day, like by a pick, and then Arrow's picking up balloons. Like, that's scary. So I just wanted to get them in the garbage.
Yeah. And the party went great. So Victor dressed up as Barney for a little bit. And Arrow
did a really good Barney.
Arrow wanted nothing to do with it, but some of the kids loved it, which was cute. And what else? The cake was perfect. It was a big old 90s Barney cake. Arrow's outfit was so cute. I'm posting pictures tomorrow, so they'll be out when you hear this podcast, because they're not professional or anything. I have to go through them. When you have like 100 photos, you just have to go through like everything, and then everyone sends what they have. So I'm excited to go through those.
And I'll be honest, I didn't take any pictures.
The cookies were really cute, tasted good. The cupcakes were amazing. The food was bomb. Okay. They did a good job catering. Loved the food. Everyone loved the food. I got so many questions on it.
And we had Debbie Shimoleski and her partner. I forget her first name. What is the other lady's name?
I don't remember right now.
Because I always call Debbie. But anyways, they are really, really good. They're from Argyle, if you're in the area. Mm-hmm. And they just do a great job and very, very reasonable.
Yeah, I love like having them cater. And, we had three big blow-up inflatable things. Kids loved it. One was a water slide. We did a pinata. We almost made it through all the kids. we got up to 7-year-olds. There was a lot of kids.
That, and that's like what she tried to do. Yeah. It sounds like a lot of people, even with that 80 some people, but like probably half of them were kids.
Yeah.
You know, there were a lot of kids. So it was just,
it was a great turnout. Everyone's just hanging out and had a good time, I think. So that just makes me feel really good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like, I want to tell the funny story about Arrow. Like all week we decided to practice, like just blowing out a candle. So at first it was just like, we lit a candle a couple times a day and he wanted us to sing the whole happy birthday.
Yeah, he wouldn't try to blow it out unless we sing.
And then she'd say, okay, blow out your candle. And then he'd blow it. And then he'd want to show each person that came over. Mm-hmm. So that probably happened like 6-7 times without any cake. Mm-hmm. Then Nicole made a practice cake for him like the day before, right?
Yeah, Liz was up. I had like an extra like hour or two. And so I saw something on Pinterest and just like transformed this Walmart cake into something kind of cute. And so then he actually had a cake and we sang to him and he blew it out really well.
Yeah, and he was happy. Mm-hmm. And then the day of the party, I think he got like extremely exhausted because he stayed up till 10 o'clock, which is, he usually can go to bed at 7:30. Mm-hmm. And the night before that, he stayed up till 10 o'clock too. So he was, and I did give him a nap the day of his party before it started and everything, but he was just exhausted. And so he was happy. He blew out his cake and he was great that entire day. And then the next morning, which Sunday morning when he woke up, it was his real birthday that day. So then
I woke up and I was like, I always wake up excited with him, but this was like his birthday. So I was like, oh my gosh, Arrow, today is your actual birthday. You are 2. And he goes,
and you said happy birthday.
And I said, happy birthday. I love you. No, mama, I don't like that. No, want birthday no more. Or something like that. I died laughing and texted my mom immediately, which was kind of perfect because my Aunt Tiffany's birthday was the next day and I felt like we celebrated Arrow like really hard. All week. It was like birthday week for Arrow. So I was like, okay, we're going to talk about Tiffy's birthday now. So that was good.
But yeah, he was just like, so I teased him when I saw him that day. Of course, it was his birthday. So I had to say happy birthday. And he's like, no, Mia, no. Like he was like so birthdayed out. He did not want to have any more birthday.
I think that means we did a good job. But I will say that, yes, he was so tired at 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. But so Victor's nieces and nephew were up here and he is in like loves Valerie and she's so good with him. And he was just playing so hard with her. She was feeding him mac and cheese till like 10 at night. Anyways, he was just, I think, just like partied way too hard 2 nights in a row. And that's exactly, it was like he was hungover now that I think about it. Like, no, mom, no, not today. I'm not blowing out any candles. I'm not eating any cake. I'm not jumping on any inflatables. It's over.
Yeah. He was definitely, definitely birthdayed out. And he's so funny like that. When he just says stuff, he just comes up with random stuff. And it's like, Nicole probably had expected him to be like, yay, then the morning. He's like, no, mom. Yeah. I had enough. And that it was so,
because I think every day up to that point, mom, we were like, it's going to be your birthday party. Do you want Barney to come to your birthday party? Like every day for 5 days straight. At first he's like, yeah, yeah. And then by the end, he's just like not answering me. And then when Barney showed up, he's like, oh, hell no. He goes, bye, Barney. Bye, Barney.
Yeah. When he doesn't want, if he doesn't want to play with somebody or something, like he just tells him bye. Like his little, and he has a sweet little bye when he's like, bye, me. But when he doesn't want me to talk anymore, like say he's really tired and he wants Nicole to like take him to bed and I'm just talking and playing with him, he goes, bye, Mia. Like
he'll throw his hand. Like he was doing that to Liam.
Yeah, like I've had enough of you for right now. Yeah. Bye. So that's what he was doing to Barney. He just wanted Barney to like leave the party. He's like, mm-hmm. Bye, Barney. Bye, Barney. But then all the other kids were like,
oh. He wouldn't even go in, like, let me hold him and go to Barney. He was screaming, so he was not feeling it at all, which kind of stinks. But Victor said it was like a million degrees in that costume.
Yeah, I think. And the funny thing is, Victor did great, and he was holding the kids or whatever. And then the next day, we were talking about it, and Dave's like, "That because the costume is huge, because Barney's huge, and so, but it must not be huge inside there. Like the head must stick up over where you put your face and yeah. stuff." Because Dave's like, "Good thing you put that on, because Dave had planned on wearing it all along." He's like, "I would have drowned in it." And Dave goes, or Victor said, "No, no, it was small on me, like yeah. really tight." And so, but it just looks because yeah. the feet are so big, the legs are so big.
I bought large, not extra large, because I did Dad's measurements, because Dad was the one supposed to be in it.
Yeah, and so...
So what Gretchen, which is Victor's mom, was hilarious, because the next day she's like, Arrow or Victor would get handed the kids, and he told
me... Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
He told me later, like, he couldn't see, he could just feel, so... He's like fumbling these children, and I mean it's I'm laughing because the thought of him not being able
well
to
he was
see
hanging
it.
On to him really tight, so it was like yeah. we'll have to put a couple pictures on. He's he was like kind of like, bear hugging him, cradling him, because he said he really couldn't see them because he couldn't see out the head, so he was just feeling them. So he's like waiting for like the parents or whoever handed him the kid to like come grab the kid back, because he couldn't see anybody to hand them back their children. He didn't
Gretchen's
even know who he
like,
was holding.
Gretchen's like, "Victor, you needed to have him sign a waiver. You were fumbling the kids." But no, it was just like he couldn't see them, but it was really cute. Like the I'm really sad that Arrow would not let even just stand by it for a picture, but the kids who loved Barney, that was so cute.
Yeah, they I think he was mostly the only one that was scared.
I thought, Jessica's kids, I think.
Oh, were they scared too?
And so was Pixie and Perry.
Oh, I guess there was more. I was mostly watching Arrow, and then I watched my niece Cora, because she also loves Barney, but she was one of the ones that was really getting hugged up.
That
you
was
know?
Sweet. And, yeah, I know. Like she got, was, that was so cute.
Yeah, her mom says later, that was Cora's dream. And Cora's like three. Yeah. yeah. And she's just, I like when she plays with Arrow. They play really good together.
She's the sweetest little girl I know.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Anyways.
Yes, and I did get my flowers all planted, and I picked fall colors, and so since I planted them so late, they can go. I only got three with flowers on them. The rest I got just leaves. So I got green leaves and red leaves. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited because they actually looked really nice, and Dave's been watering them for me every day. So thank you, Dave. I haven't even had to do that, and they look great. And actually, your garden's doing really good. And I saw Victor watering your flowers and garden yesterday.
Did you see on my story the two big peppers we picked?
Yes,
that's pretty cool, isn't it?
So
tasted really good.
Her garden is
fresh.
Her garden's doing good.
Organic, no chemicals.
We still don't know if we're going to get pumpkins yet, though, because tell them why.
So I planted two pumpkin plants, and they are humongous. But if they're both females or both males, then they won't pollinate each other,
and we didn't know that until my sister told us.
Yeah, so
she's
that's
like, did you get a male and a female? And we're like, we don't know.
So that's why I guess they do huge pumpkin fields, because they will all pollinate each other. Like, I don't know. Anyways, I'll be kind of sad if we don't, because they're doing really well.
Yeah, I'm wondering if, yeah, you'll have to ask her if she started getting pumpkins yet, or if they're just all flowers like that.
I saw some people on Instagram are already getting little pumpkins starting,
and you don't have anything started.
No, my cucumbers are not growing. Only thing growing are my peppers and my oregano, basil, all that mint. But my strawberries are starting.
Strawberries?
Yeah, I planted some strawberries.
Them should be, it's already past strawberry season.
Mom, just because it's the season doesn't mean you can't plant strawberries later.
But I'm just wondering, like, you planted them up. The strawberries come back every year. You know that, right? Uh-huh. So you should have planted them like not in a planter, so that they can come back every year.
Well, let's see if they make it the first year.
Yes, I didn't check out everything she planted, so I didn't. I just see. I mean, I see it's all green and growing and flowers. And
yeah, that's a really good idea. It's just that plant stand on Amazon. that my mom's like, hey, you should get one of these. It's not overwhelming. It's like four tiers. It all waters each other from the top to the bottom. And I've had really good luck with it. I live in the woods, basically, and no animals, knock on wood, have messed with it or tried to eat it or anything. And I have lots of rabbits, lots of deer, lots of everything. Foxes, which they don't eat plants, I don't think. But anyway.
And we, Victor's family came up on, his mom and the four kids came up on Friday, late Friday night. Victor picked him up from the airport about 6. And then his sister Ashley got in, what, about 11 the next day?
Yeah.
And anyways, they stayed in. We have an Airbnb in Upley now. And they stayed there and they absolutely loved it.
Yeah, it has. They have goats and chickens and it's just they said it was.
I never even got. I wanted to go check it out while they were staying there. But it was way too busy with the Arrows party and they only ended up staying. They already went back to Detroit on Sunday after we had dinner. So it was like that quick of a stay. But she said, she's going to make it a yearly thing. She wants to keep coming or a couple times a year there. And she said it was so like homey and so like welcoming. She said she felt it was like really, really nice and she felt so welcoming. So anybody that wants to come and stay in Upley, there is a mile out of town. There's a nice Airbnb and it's, I think it's kind of big inside. I mean, sleeps quite a few people. 10, is that what she said or something?
But I will say there's not a ton to do here, so don't get... I just don't want them to be to book. If you want like a peaceful country getaway.
No, but people around here, like
or
say
you have family,
you have
here.
Weddings or your family's coming up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that there, a lot of people might not know that there's an Airbnb in Upley. There is one now and it's really nice. So if you need, having a party up here or anything like that, yeah, definitely check it out.
Or just, or a quiet getaway.
Yeah, Nicole made a joke that she's going to, I don't think she was joking, but I told her she can't do this. She's like, I'm just going to book it. I'm like, it's like a mile from your house. You're not going to book it. She goes, well, they got goats. I'm like, Nicole, not going to book it. Today I spent the day, we took Arrow for his 2-year doctor appointment.
Yeah, everything went really good.
He weighs 24 pounds. I think that's kind of tiny for a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
He's pretty skinny.
He is, but he eats like a lot of healthy fats.
But he's very active. That's why
he eats like, you should see how much peanut butter he eats for breakfast every day. I'm just like, wow.
Yeah, he can eat.
He just moves a lot.
Yeah, he's just very, very active. So yeah, 24 pounds. I didn't even see the height, his height or anything. We didn't end up getting any shots today because we weren't prepared, right? And then she always asks me, she's like, Mom, should we do it? I'm like, Nicole, it's up to you. But like I try to ask before we go so that she knows which one he's supposed to get and she can look it up to see what she's, side effects and all that.
Right? I love Arrow's doctor is also my doctor. She's a nurse practitioner and she has kids and I just like love her so much and she's so understanding and she's taking like one vaccine at a time and just like letting me really just go through the process how I want to go through the process. And so I was just kind of like, oh shoot, I wasn't quite ready for a vaccination today. First I was like, yeah, that's fine. And then when I was sitting in the waiting room, I was just like, all right, let's like make an appointment for a month from now, just so that way I can read up on the vaccine. And cause right now, like,
it's a new one.
He had never gotten it this one before. And I was just like, okay, I just want to research it so I can be prepared. That's it. So.
But anyways, it was just funny. He was yakking so much in there and she always asked a ton of questions and she's like, well, I'm not going to ask you how many words he can say because I can see he's really talking because he was just nonstop chitter chattering in there. He just says the funniest things like constantly. And she's like, I don't even need to ask any questions like that. But yeah, he did really good.
Mm-hmm.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. But Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
And then we went to, I went to the first time I went to like a family diner in Sandusky and it was really good. I love a good salad bar, and salad bars are far and few between these days, especially a good one. This one is 10 out of 10.
It has everything on it. Yeah. And it has good soups.
Yeah.
It's just soup and salad bar and it's good.
Soup and salad, but I mean, it has coleslaw, cottage cheese, applesauce, noodle salads, like two or three different kinds of noodle salads, good soups. It was really good.
A lot
good.
Of dressings, not just...
Yeah, everything was really, really good.
Like two kinds, feta cheese, regular cheese. Yeah, it does have everything.
It has like,
every vegetable.
Chickpeas for protein. I mean, it was so good. I'm like, I will come.
Yeah, in our area, we don't have too many things on most of the salad bars.
No, and we're lucky if a place has a salad bar.
Yeah, so...
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I introduced it, and now Nicole says, oh, I got to get Victor to come here and eat with me. I like this.
I do.
And the soup today was chicken tortita, so he would have really liked that. And then they had the things that you put on top of it. But what are those called?
They're like the tortilla chips.
But they, I think they were homemade.
They were homemade, for sure.
And they were really, really good. Like, those were definitely...
I woke up this morning, and I literally could not, like, move... Like my neck or my shoulder, it was so much pain. So I'm telling you this because I have to leave like really shortly for a chiropractor appointment so I can get adjusted. I know like my access is off and all this stuff is off because when I just laid down with Errol for his nap, I could not get up again. So I don't know if it's from all the work from the party or from how I've been sleeping or just a combination of both, but it is very painful. And I haven't felt like this since I've been like really pregnant, you know, that usually was the cause of me feeling like this.
Oh gosh, I feel like so you got to leave already. And I feel like we're cutting them really short today, but
yeah, my appointment is in 8 minutes and it's like 12 minutes away. So I should probably go.
So we better say bye.
Okay. Sorry. We'll make up for it. I promise. But thank you for joining us. Do you have anything else? Or mom, you can continue without me. Why don't you just do that for a little bit? Yeah.
Because that's really weird. I'll just be talking to myself.
Just take it a little bit longer. All right. I am back from the chiropractor. Mom said it did not go well solo, so she does not want to air that.
Yeah. I felt like I was like literally talking to myself and asking for your opinions, and then I'm not getting anybody answering me. So then it made me very self-conscious. So I was like, jeepers, nobody's listening to me. So no, I cannot do it.
Okay.
So what did I talk about? I talked about paying bills like today, because today I paid my bills and I had to write out my checks for my taxes are coming up in September. So I did that. And I was just thinking about it. Like, bills are really, really expensive. I don't know, like, if somebody who just had one, like, lived by themselves in one income, how they pay their house payments and their monthly bills, their phone bill, their electric bill, taxes, house insurance, life insurance, health insurance. Like, things are really, really expensive.
No, life is expensive.
And I was just wondering if it was different, like, back in the day, because it seemed hard even then, but we just jumped right into buying houses you did 30 years ago. And I see a lot of people your age buy really nice houses and like jump right into it. But then I was reading something like just yesterday where somebody was saying that it was way easier then and now they'll never own a home. So it must go, I must see things, see different. And so I was wondering like how it is, like what people think about how it is now compared to how it was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I don't know 30 years ago because I'm only 30, but you know what I mean? People who bought a house then and then now have kids who are buying houses are the best people to ask, which are, I think, a lot of listeners.
But I think when I think about all your friends, like all your friends have houses and have all the monthly bills. Most of them are a two couple, but some of them have three kids. And I mean, kids are expensive. Like just
kids
like,
are expensive.
You know, I mean, just back in the day, I'm just think about it. Like how in the heck I had to pay for, you know, all the, like you pay for all the extra stuff like dance classes and, sporting things, things sports. You even pay for driver's training now. I think it, I swear it was free back in the day. And that you just, or it was really cheap, but now it's like $400. And if you have a bunch of kids and then you got to buy them each a car and then pay higher car insurance when they're 16. It's just tough. I mean, yes, the dollar amount you make is more back then, but things cost more too. So I'm just wondering, like, if there's a lot of people that feel like, oh my gosh, and just never going to get ahead. Like, this is just crazy. Or if everybody's comfort, you know, like what it is. Like, I know, like now, but it's, you know, I'm older and I'm comfortable. But like, I know 30 years ago, like things were a struggle, you know, when you had to pay everything and like, you know, do this stuff. But I don't know. It made me think about it because I was reading an article yesterday and then I paid my bills today and I'm like, taxes, I need to move out of town. I don't want to pay in town taxes. You don't have them anymore, thank goodness.
No, I don't.
You just have the other taxes. But yeah, I would like to get rid of paying all the taxes.
What do you pay for, like, in town taxes? You pay for like using the village things, you think?
I don't know, you get like, see, they're right there. They're all right there. So I get eight papers to pay. That's a lot of papers.
But I mean,
them,
like,
blue and yellow things.
But why? Because it goes to the village is, to like make the nice park or something.
Well, one of them is township taxes and one goes to one's the township and one's the village of Upley. So yeah, I guess I don't. I should know that. That's a funny question. Let me see both those papers.
Where
there must be
these?
Something different on them. The blue and yellow, just grab them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You must have some type of perks.
Yeah. So for the township, you pay for like the millages and stuff. You pay for the state educate and the county up for millages, it looks like. And then for the villages, you pay for the streets, the library, the lights.
Yeah,
garbage pickup. Village general operation fees. Oh, yeah. So you pay for like all that kind of stuff.
The convenience of you living close to the library, because anyone can use the library. That's what it is.
It must be. We pay the millage for the library and the millage for the village to operate and the village streets and the village lights.
Okay.
It's quite a bit, you know. So anyways, I was just thinking about that kind of stuff. And then, so how was your chiropractor appointment?
Good. I love my chiropractor. I cannot tell you that enough. Like, she is the most awesome woman.
She's probably happy to see you. She hasn't saw you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a couple months. We always just talk about everything, and she helps me with Arrow and stuff, so I love it. But yeah, I feel a lot better. Her appointments are 10 minutes, which is pretty cool. She's really good with fitting in whoever needs to be fit in on that day, too. She's very accommodating, very kind-hearted.
And
it's not about, like, the money for her at all. It's about her work.
And the nice thing about her is, like, I can skip 4 months and go there and she like remembers everything. I'll ask you something about the last time.
Yeah.
And she always does different things on me because I have totally different, I don't ever have like my back to never hurt. So I don't go to the chiropractor for my back. Mine will be because I walk crooked because my legs are uneven. So she works on my feet and my legs a lot and like that kind of stuff. When we go in, she does opposite things like for Arrow, me and Nicole. So it's not just like, I'm just going to come here and do this. It's like, she fits your needs, you know, and what, you know, what you need done. So it's like, it's just kind of cool to like,
she'll
like bend my legs until they're the same length before I leave, because she'll just keep working on it until
I go to Optimal Wellness, Dr. Michaela. She's awesome. She specializes in like pregnancy and kids and everyone in between. Like, she's Victor's as well. So,
oh yeah. And this, I'm totally butting in right now, but that one thing I told you about in the news, it was, she did make a statement that she just made that all up, that she never saw a toddler. She wasn't kidnapped and nobody helped her hide. So it was like, I don't know anything else, but I was just going to say like, it did come out. So I don't know, but I just wanted to let you know that was what came out of that.
That's like so bad. I guess not that that's even worse because no, it's not worse because they didn't use a toddler, but now people might be thinking about using toddlers. to lure people in. I that's just absolute horrid.
Yeah, and I'm assuming she has. Assuming maybe it's like, you know, her mental health, you know, that a cry for help, something, you know, I don't know, you know, because there isn't been, you know, just a statement was released. She released that statement and her boyfriend took his thing off and apologized. And he said he had no idea that it wasn't real.
At least she told the truth, right?
Well, yeah, because I think, you know, there was cameras and different things and she had went shopping and bought a bunch of snacks right before it. And the snacks were not in the vehicle that were missing with her. So I think that was one thing that like totally threw it off, like right away, like, okay, where's all the snacks she bought from Target? Why did the person take them and her, you know, and just the different things. I don't know, I'll have to keep following up on it. But, I just wanted to let you know that there's just lots of interesting things in the news and lots of different personalities.
I never thought that was like fake though, because you were so invested in that. And
well, I was trying to invest in them finding her. Yeah. And then finding the child and somebody saying their child is missing. And then when somebody wasn't saying it, their child was missing. I was like, well, somebody's using their own child in a very bad way to like, to kidnap people. And, I was invested.
Yeah. I think I saw someone put the article on our page. I think I'm going to
read
that.
Did they?
I'm going to read that. Yeah. Cause her name was Carly, right? And
yes.
It said Carly something. And
yes. Yes.
So I'm going to go read that.
But anyways, you guys all have a great week. And
there's nothing else? I thought there was.
I have a big subject, but I thought we'll talk about that one next time, unless you can think of something that you'd like to talk about.
Is it the personality traits?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
see, that's why I was trying to start talking about that by myself, and I couldn't go back and forth with that, and that was like really weird.
we can talk about it today.
No, because I want to research it some more.
Oh, okay, perfect. Alrighty, we will talk to you guys soon. Thanks so much.
Bye bye.